Hi, I'm Leslie.
And I'm Lindsay.
And you are about to experience a new way to have family scripture study.
Get ready, because this is where we say no to fancy, time-intensive lessons, no to trying to cover all the material, and no to stressing over what to talk about each day.
And instead, we're going to say yes to simple but powerful family scripture study, yes to family discussions, and yes to change to help our family become more like Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the My Teaching Matters podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the My Teaching Matters podcast. I'm Leslie Johnson, and I'm alone today. I am here today to share an experience that I had this last week. So I am in the Relief Society presidency, and I got to Relief Society the other day and had a little bit of a panic attack. Our teacher hadn't shown up. I don't know if any of you have had that experience where all of a sudden you are frantic trying to think, what am I going to do? I haven't even read the lesson for this week. It was one of the only weeks I hadn't read the lesson. I couldn't believe it. But you're now in charge. The Relief Society president was gone. The other counselor was gone. It was myself and the secretary. And the secretary looks at me and she just shrugs her shoulders. And I'm like, okay, this is where I got to put into practice all the things that I preach, all the things I'm talking about. And so I said a little prayer in my heart. And I said, Heavenly Father, you got to help me with this one because we don't have a teacher and I've got 50 minutes to fill. So I stood up in front of everyone, explained the situation. I said, I'm going to need some help. But as we got going, it was really surprising to me that my nerves calmed right down, and I was able to give a lesson for 50 minutes with no prep at all. Okay, now, a few years ago, there was no way I would be able to do this. To give them a 50-minute lesson would have meant hours of preparation. It would have meant hours of studying and preparing and figuring out what I was going to say, and I didn't have that. I had no time. No time at all. I invited these sweet sisters to share with me their thoughts and their ideas on the topic. Now, luckily for me, the topic was a conference talk by D. Todd Christofferson on Why the Covenant Path. And that was really a blessing to me because that topic was one that I had studied as a personal theme a few months ago. And secondly, it was a question in and of itself. The title was a question, why the covenant path? And so with that theme of covenants and why we need to keep our covenants, why stay on the covenant path, I started this journey of a discussion with these sisters. I began by sharing a personal story. I had a dear friend of mine who was not LDS, but she was one of the most Christ-like people I knew. And we had invited her and her family to hear the missionary discussions in our home several times. On several occasions, they came. However, in the end, they decided that they didn't need to be baptized. They felt like they didn't need an organized religion to be good people. They just needed to be kind and to serve others and to be honest in their dealings. And that's all they needed. So why should they be baptized? And I didn't have a good answer for them. But I took that story and I opened the question up to the group and I says, what would you tell this sweet family about why they needed to be baptized? And people were great. They started, you know, thinking about that question. What would I say to a good friend who didn't feel the need to be baptized? And many of the answers that they shared had something to do with covenants and the blessings that come from our covenants. And so we talked a bit about making covenants and what making those covenants did to us and to our desire to keep those covenants. And people were more than willing to share their thoughts and their ideas. But I knew I needed to go a little bit deeper. I knew that just talking about the principle of why we stay on the covenant path wasn't quite enough. So I wanted to go a little bit deeper. So I asked them to think of some of their own situations in their own lives and when they had experienced the power of keeping their covenant. It's a little bit, deeper question. They had to think about this for a minute. But several of them had experiences that they were willing to share of the blessings that they had found from staying on the covenant path. And they really thought about it. Occasionally, I would ask a certain sister to share an experience, even though she hadn't raised her hand. And interestingly enough, every time I asked, that person had something to share with the group. Some of them had experiences that they shared of blessings that they had received from keeping their covenants. Others shared how they had been strengthened by others who were keeping their covenants. And we started to share with each other real life examples, real life experiences. And the neat thing of it was, as we were beginning to share our experiences and inadvertently sharing our testimonies of what we had learned from those experiences and how they changed us, and as each sister contemplated for herself what it meant to her to stay on the covenant path and to take the opportunity to articulate that out loud to the rest of us, the Holy Ghost was able to testify to so many of those sisters of the power that they had received by staying on the covenant path. And the Spirit was just palpable in that room. Interestingly enough, I thought we need to go a little bit deeper. This is great, but we are learning so many things here that we can't stop at this juncture. We need to take the next step. And so I invited them to think about their why. Why do you want to stay on the covenant path? Why is it important to you? And again, they shared why it was important for them to stay on the covenant path. And then I invited them to think about what was keeping them from the covenant path. What changes did they need to make in themselves and in myself to help me stay on that covenant path? Now, this question I didn't necessarily ask them to share. I only wanted them to think and to commit to do something based on the feelings that they had. And I challenged them to go home and to act on the feelings that they had had that day, because the Spirit was so strong and the Spirit was testifying to them of the things that they needed to do and that they needed to change. That 50 minutes passed super quick. And I only had to speak maybe 10 to 15 minutes of that whole 50-minute lesson. And the sisters were amazed. I had so many of them say, that was one of the most amazing lessons that I've had. I can't believe how strong the Spirit was. And I could not take credit for that. But I told them that it wasn't me. I didn't teach them anything. I only created an opportunity for the Spirit to teach them. The Spirit is the true testifier, the true teacher. That is His job as the Godhead, member of the Godhead, is to teach and to testify. But there were a couple things that allowed me to be able to do that on the spur of the moment. Number one was that I had a theme. I knew what I wanted to talk about, and that was why the covenant path. I knew that I needed to focus on just that. We didn't need to talk about all the appendages that can go with staying on the covenant path. But I wanted to talk about the why. Why is that important? So I knew that I could take that theme, and from that theme, I could ask questions about that theme or that principle that would get the sisters thinking. And once we're all on the same page, once we're thinking about, why it's important to keep our covenants, I invited them to share with the rest of us their thoughts and the ideas that they had. And this kind of was just cursory. This was just kind of getting us all on the same page. But then I took them a step deeper, knowing that what they needed to make this idea personal, because if it's not personal, it doesn't mean anything. In order to really have it mean something to you, it has to be personal. So I asked them to share a personal experience of when they had felt the blessings of their covenants. And they had to think about that. When have I felt the blessings of the covenant? And then the next thing that was even more powerful than that was, as they articulated their blessings, the Spirit was able to confirm to them that what they said was true. that the Lord had blessed them for their efforts. And that's when their lesson really started getting meaningful, because it became personal. That's when they started to see that how what we were talking about was really connected to their daily life, that it really mattered to them. Now, this is the kind of teaching that can happen in our homes on a daily basis. With little or no prep time, you can create a learning experience for your family that's meaningful and significant. By starting with a theme and adding questions that help them see what that gospel principle you're talking about applies to them in their own lives, that becomes really powerful. Even young children with a little bit of guidance can be taught using this method. As parents, you might have to help them think of an experience that they've had in their short lives, or maybe you'll have to share your own experience to illustrate the principle. But as you do that, as you share your experiences and you testify that you know that this principle is true, that you have learned from this, that you've been touched personally by this, you open the door for the Holy Ghost to do his job, and that is to testify. That's the key. Invite the Spirit to testify. President Young learned this when he was just starting his mission. He said this, "I had only traveled a short time to testify to the people before I learned this one fact, that you might prove doctrine from the Bible till doomsday, and it would merely convince a people, but would not convert them. You might read the Bible from Genesis to Revelations and prove every iota that you advance, and that alone would have no converting influence upon the people. Nothing short of a testimony by the power of the Holy Ghost would bring light and knowledge to them, bring them in their hearts to repentance. Nothing short of that would ever do." So I guess I just want to end by inviting you all to recognize the power of the Holy Ghost and to invite the Holy Ghost to testify of the principles that you teach. As you focus on one theme, as you ask questions that allow your family to personalize and to think about what this means in their own lives, and then you bear testimony and allow them to bear testimony, allow your children to express their thoughts. When they start to articulate how the Holy Ghost has blessed them in their lives, or how obeying their parents has blessed them, the Holy Ghost will testify to them that what they say is true. There's so much power as we invite the Holy Ghost to be our partners in teaching our children. I know from my own experiences that the Holy Ghost is a true teacher, and that if I include him in my teaching, that hearts are touched, people are changed, and all I have to do is to invite. So with that, I leave you with the challenge to invite the Spirit into your lessons. Use that theme so that you can focus very directly and invite the Spirit to be your partner in teaching. So if you are interested in learning more about how to create simple, powerful lessons, we want to invite you to join us in our upcoming challenge. This challenge will be a free 5-day challenge where we will show you step by step how to begin transforming your teaching and, by extension, transforming your family by using themes, asking questions, and extending invitations. This challenge is for everyone, so tell your friends and family, anyone that you know who teaches or who wants to know more about teaching, to come and join us. We want 500 families to join us in this challenge because we want more families to experience how easy, powerful, and fun teaching the gospel can really be. So if you're interested in joining us, go to myteachingmatters.com/challenge, where you can sign up there. Again, it's free, no strings attached. We will be offering a course afterwards if you're interested in going deeper, but it's totally not necessary. So come join us. Again, that address is myteachingmatters.com/challenge. Love to have you there. Remember, your teaching matters. Have a great week, everybody.